This is a response to the Nicolaway Vox boo on listenership, audio boo listenership, and I think his response to Bobby Freakout. And what came forward for me when I was listening to Nick's thoughts was that Nick Holloway Vox and Bobby Freakout form either end of the continuum of boo listeners, with Bobby Freakout not wanting to listen to anybody and Nick Holloway Vox spending 3 or 4 hours a day listening to boos. And I guess the rest of us are somewhere in between that. And I think he makes some good points. I also thought about the fact that, so for me, I'm a sporadic boo listener. I like, and oh yes, so what came up is I'm a sporadic boo listener, so I'll early morning listen to the people I've followed, maybe one or two. And even the people that I followed, I have one or two really key favourites that if I see they've booed, I'll make the effort to listen to. In fact, there's three people that fall into that category. So I'll listen to them early morning or perhaps when I'm driving, which is great. It's great to do that. But I won't do that every day. And what occurs to me is it depends on your relationship with the boo community. So for me, I am delighted in sending public boos and in putting my thoughts, my stream of consciousness out there. But I couldn't do that if I wasn't feeling part of a community. So for me, I get some feedback, I get some private messages, I know that people are listening, and someone told me they had been inspired. So I get something from that then encourages me to continue to boo. The community thing, I know that those people are listening to me and I'm listening to them. And even though we might be in this asynchronous conversation, it's a conversation. And I guess for other folk, it isn't. The other folk want to just put it out there. They just want the world to know their thoughts and they don't care where they land, which is does, yeah, it's equally as valid. So that's what came for me.